Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Kenneth Womack, explain to me sort of the progression of Mal Evans's duties on behalf of the band. He starts as a bouncer at the Cavern Club, gets to know him, becomes their driver, and then bodyguard. At some point, he decides to quit his very solid job and go on the road with the Beatles permanently. It must have been a pretty spooky decision to make for him.
It was a monumental decision to make, if you think about it, and you put yourself back in the context of 1963. I mean, here he is. He has a job that promises a pension. He's the first person to be educated in his family. He's got a car, a mortgage. You know, he's doing all of the solidly middle-class things. He was socially mobile as far as the Evans family was concerned. And this was a big deal to take a chance on a pop band. You know, there was no belief at all that a pop band would be anything, 18 months and out at best. And this was a band that was on the rise. They'd had, by this point, Please Please Me and From Me to You when he had to make this decision. And they were shortly to release She Loves You, which, of course, was a game changer nationally in the UK. But this was a big deal, and the family went into quite a bit of upheaval over this issue. And it was really only his wife, Lily, who stood by him and championed his cause. Nobody else thought it was a good idea, and I'm sure even in his heart, Mal had his own misgivings.
Describe for me how close he became to the Beatles, because, I mean, it comes across in your book that they became pals. I mean, George Harrison is going to his house for dinner, and he's going to George's. He travels extensively with McCartney. He's buddies with Ringo. I think he's a little intimidated by John, but it seemed like he really was part of the family. He's traveling with them. He's eating meals, staying in the same hotels. He was like one of them.
He was, and he reveled in that. He, you know, drinks and meals for five was his favorite phrase, because it meant he was one of the boys. You know, he grew up very awkwardly, even though he was athletic, as we talked about earlier. He's this big guy, really stood out. They called him Hippo when he was a kid, which, you know, he had to sort of in his mind make sense of. But he loved and adored the fact that they were that close. They were all bosom buddies for several years there as they traipsed around the world trying to consolidate their fame. And those relationships were very important to him. Now, there was a flip side, right? I mean, the Beatles would call Mal and Neil Aspinall every name in the book. You know, they had to be there for all the rough stuff, too. And these tours were by no means easy.
And he's not making a ton of money. In fact, you know, it's pretty paltry when you look at it.
Well, it's paltry compared to, say, what the Beatles were making. You know, they're making $6,000 a week or 6,000 pounds a week or whatever. And he's making 40 or 50 pounds. When Brian Epstein set everything up, though, he made sure Mal and Neil were getting way better than scale. In fact, at least in those initial years before inflation took too big a bite out of their money, Mal and Neil were doing really well, you know, in terms of, you know, the population.
Describe the progression of his duties for them. So driver, bodyguard, I mean, they became really dependent on him to a large extent, not just to move the equipment, but to protect them, to get them from A to B, from the venues to hotels, and then a whole bunch of other duties that develop later.
Sure, and Mal was kind of a fixer. You know, one of John Lennon's assistants told me that John boasted that Mal knew every police chief in every city in the world. You know, he knew how to keep things moving, which is essential in a, you know, a sort of a movable feast of a rock circus like that. He was essential in that fashion. But, you know, over the years, anything that was needed, you know, that was Mal's job. Mal, after they discovered marijuana with Bob Dylan in August 1964, that was the job, you know. He and Neil devised a plan by which they would take cigarette cartons, get rid of all the tobacco, put in the weed, reseal with cellophane the cartons, like they did in those days, and away they'd go. They could move those through any country for the Beatles, so they'd have their ready supply. Whatever they needed, Mal did.
You described.
Go ahead.
Sorry. No, I was. You're on a great track. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, it's okay. I just, you know, when we're doing our Beatles class right now here at Monmouth, and we're getting into those great late albums. In fact, tomorrow night is the White Album, so it's a big moment that all the students have been looking forward to. And that's when you can really see Mal in those post-touring years shine. You know, he's the reason they can stay up late working on a new track, or he knows how to go wake up the person at the instrument store at 4 a.m. and say, John needs a new guitar, you know, so... Mal was that guy. All jobs, and no questions.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May.
Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
They came to abuse him a little bit. You have a section in the book where John Lennon calls it 3 a.m. and just says apples.
Yeah.
Or socks.
They do a little bit. I think that came with the job, though. You know, he signed up for that. He was there to serve their cause, and whatever that meant, Mal was willing to do. He would sometimes sacrifice his own ego. If they were fighting amongst themselves, he would get them to turn their ire onto him so that they could work out whatever they were doing and move forward.
He loved being around celebrities, rubbing elbows with the people who came to meet the Beatles as they became bigger and bigger. He loved that stuff, right?
Yeah, he did love it. He was pretty starstruck. He's a little older than they are. He was 5 years older than John and Ringo, who are the oldest members of the band. Ringo still is. Hope he maintains that for decades. But Mal was older. He knew all the old movies. He was really tuned into Hollywood culture, for example. He was a big reader. So all of this was like seeing, you know, his celluloid dreams come to life when they would run around the world. You know, suddenly there's Burt Lancaster or Frank Sinatra or whomever. And Mal had developed a great gift of gab. So he was also useful to them when they would have these kinds of celebrity encounters, because he could go and hang out with them, have a drink, talk to them, and maybe give the Beatles a break from having to be on all the time.
When Beatlemania hits, they become these international stars on a scale we can't even imagine. Suddenly, women, girls, start throwing themselves at the band members. And in order to get to the band members, they do the same to the guys who were in the entourage, Mal and Neil, right?
That's right. And there's no doubt that plenty of things went down there. What really blew Mal away was that often the young women would be accompanied by their mothers. it was, you know, it developed into these kind of awkward situations. And sometimes Mal had to be the guy who turned away the women and got them out of there before scandal might break out.
Well, Las Vegas, for example, they came to Las Vegas. I've written about this. I've talked to people who are around, you know, and written the stories about their concert stop here in Las Vegas. And I knew that they had stayed at the Sahara and heard some general stories about what had happened behind the scenes, how they had slot machines in their hotel room because they couldn't go down to the casino. But there are some stories that you tell in this book that I had not heard before about scandals that were narrowly averted.
Sure. Young women shuttling around in elevators and this sort of thing. Worried parents, et cetera. It turns out possibly worried about nothing, but, you know, the Beatles really, were very fortunate. Now they're no Led Zeppelin or the Who or some of these stories you'll hear about the '70s. It certainly was never of that level, particularly in the case of Led Zeppelin, of lewdness. But you know, the Beatles were, there were lots of comers, people coming for them all the time, and it was creating all sorts of hazards. They're young guys. Mal has never seen people offer themselves in this way up so easily. It was a strange place. Larry Kane, whom you probably have spoken to in the past, is particularly eloquent on this, about how this circus-like atmosphere really kind of wrecks your psyche. You know, you start behaving in ways you might not normally, and they started finding themselves sort of going down this road of the bacchanal. John Lennon especially found it, you know, thrilling on the one hand, but really dangerous on the other.
Yeah. So Mal Evans, you know, he had some musical aspirations of his own at some point. It never really spoke about it until later in the book. But, you know, he clearly had some thoughts that maybe he'd like to be a star at some point as well. And he actually collaborates with the Beatles on a number of songs. We've played a couple of them here where he's helping to perform or add to the sound on a couple of them. And I know there must be a longer list that you'd be aware of. He's also in their movies, right?
That's right. You know, Mal was handy. In fact, that's the word Paul McCartney would often use. It was handy to have Mal around. He, you know, if you're in the middle of the night and you need somebody to hold down an organ note, there he is. Play the maracas, the harmonica. You know, Count Out the Measures, as you played earlier, in A Day in the Life. He plays the alarm clock on that song. He's even there at the end banging the gigantic piano chord. You know, he was there, available, competent. And, you know, they had such a small group that they could trust. They're putting out so much music, and their spark, their artistic spark, is just unmatched during that period. So to keep the train, you know, moving forward with all of that great momentum, they might call on Mal or other folks who were part of that small entourage to come up with a lyric or to participate or collaborate in some fashion. It was just a highly energetic space, and Mal was, like I said, he was a pretty well-read guy, pretty plugged in terms of culture, and he was there in a pinch, and they knew to take advantage of that.
He does the hammer on an anvil in Maxwell's Silver Hammer. That's him, right?
It isn't on the final recording. He actually was in a work stoppage. We could discuss later if you want. But sure, he plays it at Twickenham Studios during the Get Back sessions in January 69. The really interesting part is not just that he plays the anvil, but that he knew how to go get one. You know, Paul said, I need a hammer and an anvil, almost like an afterthought. And Mal whips out his Rolodex, which he kept with him everywhere, and he knew that there was a theatrical prop shop somewhere around there, a store, and he went over and talked them into giving them his anvil, and that's how that came about.
So he's taking notes every step of the way on this stuff. Describe how accurate it is, how useful it is. I know you said it needed a lot of organization, but how good were the notes? How accurate?
Wow, they're stupendously accurate. You know, I mean, as you know, scholars know, the most important information you can get is contemporaneous. And here's Mal taking notes and saving receipts and documents and writing up his thoughts, for example, after meeting Elvis, you know, at length. So it's incredibly valuable and vital kinds of information because it's firsthand and it's happening in the moment. So, you know, it tends to presuppose some of the other sort of excavation that Beatles scholars have had to do over the years to try to figure out what happened.
You know, there's
have Mal telling us in real time exactly what transpired.
He's taking photos, too, right?
He took lots of photos. Yeah, the Beatles, you know, these young guys were excited by gadgets. And so they would get the latest and the greatest in terms of still and moving cameras, and as they did, they would pass on the other ones to Mal, and in fact, they encouraged him to take photos because, you know, somebody needed to document this strange thing that was taking place. They all recognized that it was, you know, really big and otherworldly, this kind of fame they were experiencing, and that kind of fell on the shoulders of Mal. It was George Harrison who said, look, you know, you know, we only pay you a certain amount. If you want to sell photos, we don't care. And he did a few times to magazines, like I believe 16 magazine in the United States. But yeah, they absolutely encouraged him to take photos. He went from being kind of an okay photographer, sometimes with maybe a finger in front of the lens, a little shaky, to pretty competent. And of course, sometimes he's the only person there to document something photographically.
Can you imagine what his level of access would be worth today if the Beatles were at their height now? I mean, you know, just a tip here or there where they were going to stay or who they were with or a photo or two. My gosh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Mal probably would never have allowed himself to exploit them in that way. But you're right. I mean, it would be worth a fortune. He was very careful, particularly as Beatlemania became more omnipresent, even a little violent and dangerous in 65 and 66. He was so concerned about their safety. You know, there was a lot of frivolity in 1964. You mentioned Las Vegas, but less so by the time they get to 65 and 66. I mean, they are, as you suggested, they're pinned up in hotel rooms. They really aren't seeing any of the cities they go to. There's a lot of danger. I mean, a lot of cities, their police forces aren't really coming out in mass. You know, they might send two constables when they needed to send 200, you know, to help protect them. So it was pretty harrowing. But, you know, absolutely, Mal was essential in keeping that train moving forward.
And of course, there was racial strife in the U.S. During the tours, and segregation that made the band uncomfortable. There was the John Lennon's infamous comment about being more popular than Jesus, that people were started to burn their records. I mean, there was a lot of risky situations they got themselves into.
They really did, and John would call that the Jesus Christ tour in 1966, which would be the last Beatles tour. And it did get pretty harrowing. You know, there was, at one point they were in Memphis and somebody threw firecrackers on the stage, you know, and they thought, which one of us has been shot, right? Or, you know, the KKK would march outside of, you know, their concerts. It was really getting out of hand, and they knew better. They knew that the better work that they were doing was always going to be in the studio, as opposed to those circus-like concerts. They'd really begun to have enough, but it truly was dangerous, and Mal recognized that he was outnumbered in terms of trying to protect them.
I can imagine, you know, fans were disappointed that they stopped touring, but it was obviously a good decision on their part. They could concentrate on producing really great records, and you know, they're performing in these concerts and can't even hear themselves, and nobody in the audience can hear them play either, so don't blame them for that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.